Well, good morning. How's all my listeners doing today? Today is February 7th, 2023. This is Truth and Reality, Not for Kids. I am your podcaster, R. Keith Langston. And this is our 67th episode. Because I'll be stopping at 100 another month or so. And then I'll take a break for 3-4 months, and then I'll start season 3. So I always got to get a break. There's more that you guys will see on the news, and if you read the paper anymore or on your phone, Google got a lot of news for you. And, you know, that's still a while away. So just letting you know, this is our 67th episode. I got a lot to talk about, but you know I got to thank all my countries that are here today, starting with the United States, Germany, Australia, Brazil, India, United Kingdom, Iran, smoke the joint, Austria, Bangladesh, Canada, Saudi Arabia, the fucking R word, South Africa, New Zealand, France, the Netherlands, Azerbaijan, and Finland. I thank all of you for being here to listen to the show today. And I hope you get something out of it and you still have a good day. First of all, let's talk about the earthquake in Syria and Turkey. Well, yesterday I had up to 2,300 people they found dead. And when I wake up this morning, there's up to 5,000 people found dead. It was a very horrific earthquake. It was 7.8. Shortly thereafter, they got hit with a 7.5, that whole area. It got really bad. I even saw videos on the news of a kid, you know, up under some rubble and how he was trying to slide out from under this big cement piece of whatever. And they were trying to help him get out of there. He's lucky he didn't get crushed by that thing. And that was just one video. I saw people carrying babies all over the place. And it was horrific. Okay, it got back-to-back heavy, heavy earthquakes. It beat them up really bad. Fucked everything up. So all the countries, of course, the United States, Germany, some other countries around the East, Middle East, they're helping too. But it's terrible. And that's the first time they had anything like that in over 1,000 years. Okay? They haven't been hit like that. We're probably getting more earthquakes in America than they do. And that's just, you know, a wow. It's sad. And hopefully some people in the Middle East who are foul, maybe you start putting your guns down and start coming together and helping other people, especially the kids and the babies. But then again, you might be a motherfucker who don't care. That's pretty heavy duty. And as I continue, Turkey and Syria, you got beat up pretty bad with that. Biden has his State of the Union address tonight. Some of you, most of you in America, you do want to hear about what he got to say for his last couple of years. Not quite 2 years. He's a month off. But anyway, you want to hear what his plans are and what he's going to do. For me, for him to run again and what he's done so far, I think he held on pretty well after getting the hand dealt of the virus right in the middle and all the way to the end. He stood strong and he got shit done. He made those drug makers, the ones they chose to hurry up and get more bottles out, ramp it up, and save more people. Well, they did. They did. Under Biden's presidency, they did that. And he saved a lot of people, but and overall, the pandemic still took well over a million people from the pandemic. Okay? Not gunshots or nothing like that. It's not a war. It was from the pandemic. It was a war, people versus virus. Okay, that's what it was. And it was pretty hard because we've never seen anything like that. Even doctors and everybody in the medical field didn't even know how to address that at first. You know what I'm saying? It was pretty fucked up. And I think Biden did a good job during his tenure up to now. He still got it almost 2 years to go. But we don't want no idiot like Trumpy. We don't want him in nowhere. Nowhere in there. None of his people, we can't have it. And another thing about Biden, although I like him, I'm a Democrat, I like Biden, what he's done, what he's trying to do. There's some things that he missed on. I wish he could get done, like the guns and shit. You know, I wish they could get that done. Because as many mass shootings as we had in the past year, it's insane. And we need to get those automatic rifles and shit off the street, out of the stores. You know, it's not going to stop until government does something. That's the only way we're going to start stopping it, is if the government gets involved. And let me again answer the question about would I want Biden to run again. I have to say no. Because I think we need younger people in our presidency. I think we need some younger blood up in the White House running shit that can catch up and understand what's going on right now. The man's rich. He's well off. He's a president, been a vice president, been a senator, politics his whole life. Okay, he knows how politics works. But I just don't want him to run again. He's too old. Maybe somebody will step up. Maybe his vice president, Kamala Harris. But she don't get enough talk. You know, people don't hear her enough. Patty Murray, senator from Washington State's been there for a long time. Still got a brain. She's a good one and a strong one. A lot of men, so much bullshit, and I'm a man, but I'm trying to find the one who's a Democrat that can stand up for us and be a president. I don't know who that might be. Do you? Because I haven't figured it out yet. You got a whole bunch of idiotic Republicans want to run. But especially that stupid fool from Florida, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, get your ass out of the race. Take your name off the paper and get lost. I mean, my God, what you're doing over there is insane. Trump, you don't need to even talk about it. You shouldn't even say it. Because I don't think you're going to get 30% of the votes. So you need to shut the fucking mouth of yours and get your red ass up out of here. You got back on social media, ain't heard much. I ain't looking for much. They usually report it on the news if you do. But you ain't saying shit. Because you ain't got shit to say to the people. So get out. And you know, there's a lot of things that happened. This is our Tuesday. It's a bit early in the week. The earthquake is really the biggest thing going on. And the fentanyl coming to our country, killing our mid-aged teenagers, you know, 15, 16, 17. Well, they're dying by dozens of eggs. You know, they're dying, that many people dying on the street every day. All around America. And as I heard this morning, or was it last night's news, yesterday evening, how people were, the power goes out on the escalators and the elevators, Sound Transit, you know, that Sound Transit train goes all the way out to the airport and shit. They're getting ready to go to Kent. Well, they go to Kent, too. And they're going to go further out to further away and then end up in Tacoma in about 7-8 years. But if that shit don't always work and people are disabled, they have a hell of a time getting down the stairs. Okay? You got the escalator stairs that are stuck. They're not working. You got the stairs that, you know, people can take when they want to. And people that got walkers and stuff like that, it makes it very hard for them. So that's why you need the escalator and you need the elevator. You can't be going out. They usually get on it in a couple of days. But a passenger said, as they spoke with her, they said, how you feel? His boat's getting away. They said, how do you feel? They said, how do you feel? She said, well, I was just laughing at something, excuse me, on the TV. It was a commercial, but it got me. He's holding on to a boat, rolling down a hill. I can't help it. Forgive me, guys, but I'll get back on track. Anyway, this passenger that was going down into the tunnel to take the light rail, well, she says she goes in there, there's people sleeping, people smoking drugs all over the place. It's like they don't have no security or cameras to go down there, or not enough police to go down. You're going to have to set up a crew. You're going to have to set up a crew that can go down there and watch underground light rail all the time in different stations. You're going to have to do that. Because if you don't do that, people are going to stop riding and you're losing all this billions of dollars you spent. So you're going to make that better or you're going to leave it like that? Sound Transit. I mean, let's get it right. You're falling apart at a bad time. At least have the transportation right. My goodness. And this ain't going to be a very long podcast today because, you see, I feel like laughing. I want you guys to take what I said, think about it, roll with it, deal with it, comment on it. Everybody has comments on everything. And because they show you in the news and shit like that. You might read it in the Google or news or something. I don't know. But news is every day. Alright? And you're going to hear it every day. And it's going to be like this every day. But I don't know if there'll be a major earthquake back to back every day. And, you know, some other things are going to come back up. That's kind of slowed down, but people are still dying every day. If it ain't from fentanyl, it's from a gunshot. So if we don't get those two things up out of here, then we're going to be fucked and a lot of people dying for nothing. That's how I put that. That's what I got to say. And I don't have a whole lot more to say, but come back on Thursday, please. I need the numbers to get back up to people listening a little more often. So, come on back on Thursday. I'm going to have a really good podcast. Thursdays are usually pretty good. And Saturdays are usually pretty good as well. Because I can get the whole week in there if I want. But I talk about what's happening now. And I give you truth and reality on that. Not what happens later. Sometimes I go back to what happened before. Like I said at the beginning of my last podcast, I said this ball, China ball, which I got to say something about that before I go. The Chinese balloon that they had floating around started in Canada, came down to America and came in over the Montana and Missouri in that area. Then it floated back further east coast and went out to the Atlantic Ocean. So that's when they decided to blow that son of a bitch out the air. Not only do you have it in up in American area right now in Canada, you also got one in Latin America. And the last time that we had to shoot one of these bitches out the air was back during World War II. Okay? So this is what they do. China has already admitted that it was theirs, and it was a weather balloon that went off track. You telling me this motherfucker went all the way from... Are you telling me this motherfucker went all the way from Canada when it got wherever it started at and came to the United States? And it's a weather balloon. It's just got off track and you couldn't control it. That's the lie. And then you're going to retaliate against the United States and say some words like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. We might retaliate. Well, look, you can't be having a spy balloon over international waters and just spying on everybody. Unacceptable and dumb of I thought was smart agents, but you're acting dumb when it comes to reality and military actions. That is far stupid as fuck. You can't win the argument. You can't even win that shit in court. They're gathering up all the pieces. Our Marines and Frogs and, you know, some of our military special people, they're gathering that shit up off the coast and in the water of the Atlantic Ocean. And that's why they waited that long. So whatever they wanted, and the fact that it has these long antennas, that it was going to go through somebody's house or head or, you know, and just fuck some people up. We didn't want that. The military said that's not a good idea. So they waited, and Trump already had said he wanted that shit out the air. But we waited, and we waited another day and a half, and bang, bang, boom, they tore that shit up out the air. China, come on, man, that's petty, man. You can't be sending shit like that up the air. Talking about a weather balloon you have no control. The fuck is that? You don't do that in these days. You know, your international waters, you can get fucked. Your international air, you can get blown out. So don't say that. Stand straight up. Be stronger and wiser and smarter like I thought you were. And just give it up and tell the United States and Canada, we're sorry. But don't say, if you shoot us out the sky. You think we just gonna let that motherfucker just roll all over the place where it wants to? We're not. This is U.S. United States of America, we ain't letting that shit happen. Don't do it again. So what you got next, China? We don't want a war, but you act like you do. Okay? And we trying to stay out of one, but other people always want one. Don't forget, they're Russia's ally and North Korea, all mixed in the three stooges. We don't want them. So with that being said, I've had my say for the day. I am done. I want you all to have a good day. Laugh and smile. Tell a joke. Laugh at a joke. Have a good day. I am your podcaster, R. Keith Langston. This is our 67th episode of Season 2. With that being said, I'm out. Y'all be good and come back and listen on Thursday. Good day.